In today's episode, I'm shining a spotlight on one of the most critical elements of business success, recognizing and celebrating the team members who made good decisions, and bad decisions too. It's easy to focus on outcomes, but how often do we pause to acknowledge the individuals who bring their best thinking, creativity, and problem-solving skills to the table? When we take time to spotlight those moments, we empower our teams, boost morale, and inspire continued excellence. But here's the flip side. Not every decision will be a home run. Mistakes happen. They're part of growth, learning, and innovation. And accepting that your team will occasionally make bad decisions and viewing those moments as opportunities rather than failures is essential for fostering a culture of trust and resilience. So how can leaders balance praise for good decisions with constructive support when things go wrong? How can they create an environment where team members feel safe to take risks, learn, and grow? That's what I'm going to explore in this episode. Welcome to Ignoring the Rules. I'm Wayne Robertson, the podcast where I challenge traditional thinking to uncover better ways to lead, innovate, and succeed. And get ready to challenge the old rules of leadership as I dive into the power of recognition, the inevitability of mistakes, and why both are necessary for building a thriving, successful business. Here's some thoughts about decisions. When your team makes a great decision, don't just shine a spotlight. Throw them a party. Let them know they're the life of the project. And if you don't celebrate your team's good decisions, they might decide to celebrate somewhere else, like a new job. And failure is not the end. It's just the team's way of saying we found yet another way of not to do it. Emily had always been a standout project manager at her tech firm. Known for her calm demeanor and sharp problem-solving skills, she managed her team with a unique philosophy to give them freedom to work the way they saw fit and celebrate their wins and treat mistakes as stepping stones to greatness. Her approach came into sharp focus during a critical project to develop a new customer engagement platform. The stakes were high, and the timeline was tight, but Emily believed in her team's potential. Rather than micromanaging every detail, she set clear goals, provided the resources they needed, and turned them loose to tackle the challenges in their own ways. Early in the project, one of the developers, Ravi, proposed a bold new approach to streamline the platform's back end. It was risky, but Emily encouraged him to pursue it, and when the solution worked better than anyone had expected, Emily didn't just give a passing nod. She organized a team meeting to highlight Ravi's contribution. "Let's take a moment to appreciate what Ravi accomplished here," Emily said. "His innovative thinking saved us weeks of development time and improved the platform's scalability. This is the kind of creativity that drives our success." And the team's morale soared. Seeing Ravi celebrated motivated others to step up with their own ideas, creating a domino effect of innovation and collaboration. Now, let's be honest. Not every decision was a win. Midway through the project, Maria, a junior designer, suggested a new user interface design that, to be frank, backfired, creating delays as the team had to rework the design. And Maria was extremely upset, apologizing to Emily during a team meeting. Emily's response surprised everyone. "Maria, I appreciate your willingness to try something new. Mistakes happen, and that's okay. What matters is what we learn from them and I'm confident we'll get it right the next time. And Emily's words transformed the moment. Maria didn't retreat from the project. Instead, she redoubled her efforts, producing a stunning final design that won rave reviews from the client and the entire company. By addressing the mistake with empathy and encouragement, Emily had turned the potential setback into an opportunity for growth. Now, by the project's end, the team had delivered ahead of schedule, exceeding the client's expectations. But the real success was the team itself. They had grown more confident, cohesive, and willing to take calculated risks. Emily's leadership style, rooted in trust, recognition, and a healthy tolerance for mistakes, had unlocked their potential. And the project's success did not go unnoticed. Emily's approach became a model within the company, inspiring other managers to adopt similar strategies. Her philosophy of a shine a spotlight on the good, learning from the bad, became a mantra that transformed the company's culture. And Emily's story is a testament to the power of empowerment and recognition. By giving her team the freedom to innovate and celebrating their achievements, she created an environment where people could thrive. And by normalizing mistakes as part of the learning process, she built a team that wasn't afraid to take risks or push boundaries. And her approach wasn't just good for the team. It was a game changer for the company. Emily proved that when you trust a team, you celebrate their wins, embrace their missteps, you don't just complete projects, you create a culture of excellence. So we want to tackle this topic that's central to effective leadership: how managers should treat their employees when they make great decisions, and just as importantly, how to handle those moments when the decisions go bad. Because you see, every workplace has highs and lows, great decisions that can propel a project forward and deserve recognition, while missteps, if treated correctly, can be invaluable learning moments. So let's talk about that. I want to dive into this. First of all, let's take a look at great decisions. When employees make outstanding choices, they're not just completing tasks. They're adding value, innovating, and showing their commitment to the success of the project. And that deserves more than just a quiet nod. Recognition is powerful. It motivates, builds confidence, and sets the tone for others to step up. If you as a manager fail to acknowledge those moments, you're missing a golden opportunity to reinforce that behavior, the behavior you want to see. So, what does the recognition look like? Well, we can have public praise. If it's in a team meeting or a company newsletter or an email to upper management, you give the credit where it is due. You let everyone know how this person's decision impacted the project in a positive way. You also can have personal gratitude. A quick one-way conversation or even a handwritten note can go a long ways. And a simple thank you, your idea saved us time and effort, can make someone's day. And if the decision was a big, truly game-changing one, you may want to consider more tangible recognitions, a gift card, afternoon off, or a bonus. Because remember, recognition isn't just about the individual. It sends a message to the entire team. We celebrate excellence here, and your contributions matter. Now, let's pivot to the trickier part. When decisions don't work out as expected, and that's going to happen, here's the truth. Mistakes happen. And in a high-functioning, innovative team, they should happen. Why? Well, because mistakes mean your team is taking risks and trying new things. They're experimenting. They're pushing boundaries. And they're figuring out what works and, more importantly, what doesn't. Thomas Edison once said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Every wrong decision is a step toward the right one, and if you're a leader, your job is to make sure the team understands that. But now we get down to the nitty-gritty here of how do we respond to mistakes? Well, first of all, very important, acknowledge the effort. You start by thanking the person for trying. I appreciate the thought you put into this approach. That shifts the focus from the outcome to the intent. Start thanking the person for trying. I appreciate the thought you put into this approach. Shifts the focus from the outcome to the intent. Then next, focus on the lesson. Instead of dwelling on the mistake, ask, what did we learn from this and how can we apply it going forward? And the third one is also very critical. You maintain trust. Let them know their value does not diminish in your eyes because of one misstep. A culture where employees fear making mistakes is a culture that stifles innovation. You won't get much done. So I'm going to say it again. Mistakes are not failures. They're data points. They show us what doesn't work, which narrows the path to what does. A manager who treats mistakes as opportunities creates a safe environment where employees feel free to take smart risks. And that's where innovation thrives. So let's dig into this. How do you balance celebrating great decisions with managing missteps? And I think it comes down to fostering a culture of growth. This is kind of a silly comparison, but let's go for it. I look at this as a workplace that you have like a garden. Recognizing great decisions is like the watering the flowers. It helps them bloom. Handling mistakes with care is like pruning. It clears the way for even stronger growth. And together, these practices create a thriving environment where everyone can flourish. And here's the bonus. When employees see that you celebrate wins and embrace lessons from losses, they feel valued and supported. This builds loyalty, increases productivity, and sets your team and your company on a path to sustained success. Because remember, great leadership isn't about avoiding mistakes or expecting perfection. It's about recognizing excellence when it happens and turning failures into stepping stones towards success. At a mid-sized marketing agency, Susan had built a reputation as a manager who trusted her team to take the lead. But trust didn't mean perfection. And one particular project tested her leadership philosophy like never before. The agency had landed a big client, a regional tech company looking to launch a new app. And so she assigned key decision-making responsibilities to her junior team members, eager to give them hands-on experience. And one of them, Jason, a young account manager, and he had lots of enthusiasm, pitched a bold campaign. He assured Susan it would resonate with the client's target audience. So Susan, true to her leadership style, approved the plan without micromanaging the details. But when the campaign launched, it missed the mark. Engagement was far below expectations, and the client expressed disappointment. Jason was devastated, convinced he'd blown his shot at leading projects. But instead of reprimanding Jason or taking back control, Susan did something unexpected. She called a team meeting and openly acknowledged the setback, but not to assign blame. She said, "Jason took a bold step with this campaign. It didn't land the way we hoped, but the bold ideas often lead to great breakthroughs, so we're not here to focus on what happened. We're here to learn from it and move forward." And later, in a one-on-one meeting with him, Susan said, "You made a gutsy call, and I admire that. The results weren't what we wanted, but that doesn't define your potential. Let's dissect what didn't work and figure out what approach is different next time." Her kindness and focus on growth gave Jason the confidence to reflect on his choices without fear of judgment. Now, next, she didn't stop at reassurance. She actively involved Jason in analyzing the campaign metrics and reviewing feedback. and together they pinpointed areas where adjustments could have been made and really could have made a difference. She encouraged Jason to come up with a revised strategy and present to the client. He worked day and night. He incorporated lessons from the previous misstep. When he pitched the new strategy, the client loved it. And this time, the campaign was a resounding success, exceeding engagement targets and earning high praise. And honestly, Jason's turnaround inspired the rest of the team. They saw firsthand that Susan's leadership wasn't about punishing mistakes, but about fostering growth. Other team members began to take initiative, knowing they had Susan's support no matter what the outcome. And one shy team member, Priya, who had always avoided speaking up, presented a creative idea for the next campaign. And it did involve risks. But Susan encouraged her to move forward. The campaign was a success, and Priya blossomed into one of the team's most innovative contributors. Because by treating mistakes as learning opportunities and leading with kindness, Susan didn't just help her team recover from a setback. She created a culture of confidence and innovation, and her team became known for their bold, creative campaigns and their ability to deliver exceptional results, even under pressure. And Susan's approach also paid dividends for the company. The agency's reputation for innovative campaigns grew, which attracted new clients and top-tier talent who wanted to work in such an environment. But this story isn't just about Jason, Priya, or even Susan. It's about the power of kindness and trust in leadership. When managers create a safe space for employees to make decisions, even when those decisions don't work out, they unlock potential that might otherwise go untapped. So the lesson? What did we learn? Well, mistakes aren't roadblocks. They're stepping stones. And when employees know that their manager has their back, they'll climb higher than ever thought possible. When you celebrate your team members' wins, and I'm talking big or small, you're not just recognizing their contributions. You're sending a message to them that their efforts matter, their ideas are valued, and their impact is seen. This kind of recognition builds confidence, inspires creativity, and motivates the entire team to aim higher. Because remember, a little spotlight can go a long way in fostering a culture of excellence. But let's not forget the other side of the equation. Mistakes and big problems. Decisions that don't work out aren't failures, but they're learning opportunities. When you respond to these moments with understanding and kindness, you empower your team to take risks, experiment, and grow. And this is where innovation is born. And by pushing boundaries and figuring out what doesn't work so they can find out what does. And as a manager, your role is to strike the balance. Recognize success loudly and help your team learn from the challenges quietly and constructively. And when your team knows they will have your support, they tackle problems with confidence and bring their best ideas to the table. And the result? A team that doesn't just achieve success. They redefine it. So let your team shine. Celebrate their wins. Stand by them in their missteps. By doing this, you will build a culture of trust, resilience, and unstoppable success. Hey, thanks for joining me today on Ignoring the Rules podcast. If you found value in this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with others around you. Until next time, keep challenging the rules and create your own path to greatness.